Ask the Expert on The Pat Kenny Show.
With Hidden Hearing. Personalised care with Hidden Hearing. Visit hiddenhearing.ie.
All right, now I'm delighted to welcome in our regular Monday Ask the Expert slot, Dr. Brona Keane. She's here to answer your questions on dentistry. Get them in 087-1400-106, and I have a lot of questions. So you're most welcome, Brona. Nice to see you again. There's a kind of a feeling, because I used to slag Chris Donoghue back in the day about his teeth whitening and the vanity of looking in the mirror. I mean, is there a serious health undercurrent to dental care in terms of gum disease, cavities, kids' health and so on, and brushing your teeth? What's the public health message as opposed to the cosmetic message about dentistry?
So I think there is definitely like a stigma to some degree that if you go to the dentist and you're looking after your teeth or you're getting them whitened or straightened, that you love yourself. When in fact, there's like so many benefits.
But if the cap fits, we'll carry on.
Yeah, I mean, also, I mean, in saying that, you're allowed to love yourself. That's another thing. Okay. But the...
But there are limits to everything. We'll carry on. Yeah.
But like the gum disease is linked to dementia, heart disease, then with straightening, like I'd even have people coming in and they'd be like, oh, like, is there a benefit? Because like, if it's just cosmetic, I don't want to do it. And that's totally fair. That's understandable. But like at the end of the day, straightening your teeth is going to improve your brushing. It's going to help you prevent cavities, gum disease. It's going to improve your speech. And then also by aligning the teeth and getting them to complement each other, you're going to get a reduction in the amount of tooth wear. So like your chipping and your shortening of your teeth, which can also lead to changes in the bone structure of your face. So I don't know if you've ever done art or drawn a face, but we're supposed to divide the face into like thirds. And if you keep getting reduction of the teeth from grinding and all that, your teeth are going to shorten and your lower third of your face is actually going to shorten as well from your teeth shortening. So there is like, it does extend so much more. And even from the colour of the teeth, you were saying with the hygiene, like the going to the hygienist is not just to get like a sparklier smile. Obviously, that's a great...
It's to kill plaque and prevent other problems.
Exactly. Yeah. No. So we're and trying to reduce that.
You know, as a kid, I greatly feared the dentist. But as an adult, you know, I find that it means you need less dental treatment. And you're entitled on the PR side to get free a checkup. So why not? Now, lots and lots of questions and we have to get out of here before. At what age do you start orthodontics? My son is 9 and in need of teeth straightening. Is it too soon to take him to the orthodontist?
So you're kind of waiting until all the baby teeth are gone. So typically that would be like around 11 to 13 years old, because you want to try catch the growth spurt. But like the baby teeth do need to be gone. So typically like when your child's getting their dental checkup, like there is things that your dentist will be looking for earlier on than that. And then they will recommend for you to see the orthodontist when it's appropriate. So I'd kind of just recommend seeing the dentist on a regular basis so that they can decide for you when's a good time.
But is it sort of around teenage years or is that too late?
It would typically be around like 11 to 13, but there is circumstances where like they may do interceptive measures earlier on or they may postpone it to later on. So there's different...
It varies.
It does vary, yeah.
That's the orthodontist. What about the dentist? When should you go start getting an annual checkup?
So you're
like I have 4 grandchildren now and like the oldest of them be 5. Would that be time to be gone?
So 6 months is time.
6 months?
Yes, you're a little late to that boat.
Right. Their parents broke. But anyway, isn't free.
No, but the point of that is that it's to check that there's proper development. It's to give oral hygiene advice. It's to make sure that like all like the preventative measures are in place. Because if a child comes in and they've banged their tooth, they're going to be traumatized of us for so much longer than if they've had a positive experience before. So it's like even getting used to the dentist.
You bring the 4-year-old or 3-year-old to Santa Claus and they're terrified. I mean, as they get 5 and 6, they get more hardy. Surely to do it too early could be counterproductive.
But if they come in at 2 years old after banging their tooth, then to undo that trauma of it being a negative experience, then coming to say hi to the dentist and getting their teeth counted, it's just going to be less traumatic.
All right. I have an autistic 7-year-old child with MIH teeth. He doesn't really like the remineralizing paste being applied. Is there anything else I can do to help with this?
So I'm not sure what is meant by the remineralizing toothpaste. Obviously, like fluoride and all that, I understand that concept, but I'm not sure what they don't like because that's not tasteful. But if it's the taste that they're kind of targeting in this question, there is a toothpaste out there called Aura Nurse, which is flavorless, which is typically good for children with sensory issues.
It's MIH. What is MIH?
MIH would be like a weakened tooth, so it's like developed differently to your other teeth, and it can be down to a large variation of factors. So it's just that the tooth is going to be more cavity prone and break down easier.
Okay. I'm 60, a non-smoker, and my teeth are getting very yellow with age. I have bone loss, so gums have receded a lot over the years and are extremely sensitive around exposed roots if I didn't use Sensodyne. I would love to have my teeth whitened a little, but is there any treatment that I can get that won't leave me with extreme nerve sensitivity? What would you say to that?
Yeah, so I would try to go into the pharmacy and look for products that contain potassium nitrate. That's going to be a desensitizing agent to help desensitize your teeth. And what you could actually do is you could put that into your retainer. You could put it on your teeth and put your retainer over, and that's going to hold that paste against your teeth. Also, having toothpaste with remineralizing agents such as fluoride in them is going to help to desensitize the teeth. And if there is like little grooves down by the gum, because that person mentioned that the gums, the roots have been exposed, you can actually get those roots covered with little white filling material, and that's going to help desensitize it as well.
Okay, Brian in Wexford, it's a problem of bleeding gums. So I go to the dentist every year, but I noticed the last 2 days when I brushed my teeth with my electric toothbrush, there's a load of blood in when I spit it out. What's the solution to bleeding?
So that's a really good question, because I feel like when people get bleeding gums, they're often apprehensive to then brush more. But the thing is, when you have bleeding gums, you do want to actually brush more. I would definitely make sure that you've been to the hygienist recently to actually get rid of that bacterial load. But then also they will go through the hygiene with you again to be more effective, because it may be that your technique with whatever you're using is incorrect. But then also just make sure that you're getting in with something between your teeth like floss or interdental brushes. But again, all of these things are technique sensitive. So you just want to make sure that whatever you're doing to the best that it can be done.
A lot of texts about people just terrified of the dentist. I haven't been in 5 years. Could I get sedation? What would you say there?
So I think if you're very nervous of the dentist, I actually would treat this kind of like the kid situation. I'd get you to come in and just even like do a very like fluffy appointment, in the sense like come up with a plan, say hello, meet the team, know where the clinic is. I would really try to like avoid sedation if you can. Obviously, if that's something that you need or whatever, that's an option. But it's just, if you get reduce that anxiety, you're going to be more likely to come for those hygiene appointments on a more regular. But what I would say is just try to arrive early, tell the dentist that you're nervous, and also don't agree to any treatment on the day. I'm a big advocate of that. Just sit with the plan. Doesn't matter if there's been a cancellation after you, just leave after that appointment and do everything in baby steps.
Upper age limit to get one or two dental implants?
So there's not going to be an age limit as long as the patient is medically fit and healthy and there's no risk factors for the implant to fail or risk factors that are going to impact your health.
Okay, a child eating all the wrong food, won't brush his teeth. Do you favour Fisher Seals?
So Fisher Seals, they're going to be for specific reasons. So if the child needs them, or for various reasons where your dentist will screen them, or if they're cavity prone. But because Fisher Seals come with their own risks, if they're not maintained and they have chips, they're going to actually leave the tooth cavity prone as well. So I'm pro them in the right circumstances, but not everybody needs them.
Okay, Dr. Brona Keane, we could go on for hours, but the clock has beaten us. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
A reminder that our items are from... Is there anywhere you're contact, but do you have a website?
I do, irelandstoothfairy.com.
All right.
Ask the expert on the Pat Kenny Show.
With Hidden Hearing. Personalised care with Hidden Hearing. Visit hiddenhearing.ie.